How you doing, CLCC? Y'all doing all right? All right. Got some awesomes, got some whoop whoops, got some, all right, summertime. We got any people ready for back to school? Anyone ready for that yet? Whoop whoop. Oh, someone doesn't have to. That's a big one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any, you know, any teenagers or young adults, I should say, like, yes, ready to go back. Just yet. Oh, goodness. Well, I know that God wants to do some great things today and gave me a message for this, and really looking forward to seeing what he wants to accomplish through that, and just ready just to really dive in deep to that. So let's go ahead and pray first thing. So, Father, we just thank you right now that you are going to do something great. And everyone in this room, everyone that's a part of CLC, as well as our listeners, on YouTube or on stream, and Father, on the website. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're doing great things in all of us, oh God. Lord, continue to do great things in all of us. That way we may be able to glorify you most importantly, oh God. It's not about us getting to heaven. It's not about us living our lives. It's about us serving you while we're here and spending relationship time with you for all eternity. That's what it's about, Father. So, Father, we just thank you, God, that you do so many great things for us here on earth, and you're going to do even more great things in heaven as well, Father. But, Lord, we're here for a purpose and a plan, and that's to exalt and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So just kind of giving you, I'm still, really felt the Lord still going into the transition portion. We talked about transformation a long time ago. We're talking like 2 or 3 months ago now. Then we talked about identity through transformation. Now we're in transition. So the last few sermons I've been talking about has been transition, because we're going through transition right now. And transition, what the actual definition is, the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another to undergo or cause a process or period of transition. And so we talked about transition, what it's about. We use the example of Moses transitioning from the promised land. We also talked about, last time I talked about how transition occurs within us, how we experience it. And I kind of gave you like a big circle chart showing where our belief is in the center of it. And then from there, we have identity. And then from there, we have character, actions and pattern. I mean, action, patterns and behaviors. And then actions and consequences out further than that. So talked about a few things ongoing that within transition. Now it's time to talk about something very important that happens in transition. And that's capacity. Okay? So capacity is a very important thing, is if you don't know. I mean, if you don't have gas in your car, and you don't have the capacity to hold gas in your car, you're not going to go very far, are you? No, you're not going to go very far at all. Even if you have a big, huge 50-gallon tank, but you don't have any gas in it, it's not going to get you very far, is it? So we have to have a capacity to be able to do those things. And one of the things that I loved when talking about last time I was up here was Pastor Steve. I love talking about Pastor Steve. Oh, here it is. He's smiling. He knows it's coming. So if you happen to miss me in my last sermon talking about Pastor Steve, what you should do is you should go to your local Blockbuster. All right? Blockbuster. It's B-L Luster. Blockbuster. So you should go there. You should rent the tape or the sermon of Van Hussey giving the sermon about transition for Pastor Steve. Go to Blockbuster, check that out. It's there. If you see the display item and nothing behind it, that it's not there, it's been rented out. So you should go there and do that. Now make sure that when you do that, you get the two-night rental, because if you don't get the two-night rental, it's going to cost you more in late fees. And especially because it's a VHS tape, you want to make sure you rewind that, okay? Rewind it, because otherwise there's a $50 charge. I mean, I'm sorry, a 50 cent charge if you don't bring back the VHS tape rewound. Wow. Now, some of you are like, man, what are you talking about? VHS is... didn't say that. I just said, get the tape. That's all I said. I didn't say anything about you, Pastor Steve. You're wonderful. Blockbuster video. So if you were in the 80s and the 90s, you understand immediately what I was talking about with Blockbuster, having a rewards card ready, you know, renting it, rewinding the VHS, you know, making sure. Rewind, please be kind and rewind. That's right. That was the slogan. Wow. Wow, just a flood of memories just came back. And then when you would be in there on a Friday night, be looking at all the new releases, and you'd be like, oh, they're all gone. They're all gone. I guess I'll have to go over here to this group. I don't know what's over here. I've never been over here. You got your sci-fi. You got your romance. You got all these different things. You're like, well, I guess. But you'd go there. You'd look for the rentals. The new releases were normally gone by the time you got there. I don't know. Were they ever there? I never found them. I'm looking for a new release, and they were never there. But I mean, in the 80s and 90s, that was where you went. That was our capacity. Oh, here it is. Now I'm tying it in right now. Not saying that you're old, Pastor Steve. I love you. I'm saying that was our capacity in the 80s and 90s. We had a VHS of a movie that came out 6 months to 8 months later from the theaters, and then we would go watch it if we wanted to. Now, some of us, I won't mention any names, had VCRs and record it from the TV onto the VCR. I won't mention any names that did those types of things. But what I will say, though, is that that was our capacity, VHS. Then something amazing happened in the 90s. We moved from VHS to CDs and DVDs. Wow, what a change that was. And if you bought one of those $49.99 CD rewinders, then you got scammed. I'm so sorry. There were a lot of those out there that would rewind your DVD for you so you could return it. It was a scam. It was a sad story. But so that was the capacity of the 90s. So the VHS, then we moved to the DVDs. How many of you know that we have to be able to change capacity in whatever transition that's going on in our lives? We can't stay the same. We can't live in the VHS world when we're in Blu-ray and DVD. Can't do it. Because our capacity will be lacking. And that's one thing I want to talk about today, is capacity. And you might say, well, man, what do you mean by capacity? What I mean is, the definition is the maximum amount of something, the maximum amount that something can contain. So your capacity is the maximum amount that something can contain. Also, it means the amount that something can produce. If you're at capacity, are you really producing then? Are you producing everything? Or if you're not at capacity, you're just barely producing a little bit, why are you producing like that? You should be producing at capacity, because God has made transition to help us with our capacity as well as us to produce more in capacity. Now, you might be saying, well, why is that important, man? Why is capacity so important? Well, it's very important in the kingdom. Very important in the kingdom. And very important in our modern day lives. So I'll give you an example for modern day life. So you have a wallet. So this, I have a wallet right here. It's a nice wallet. It's not bad. I mean, it ain't got no money in it, but you know, I mean, it's got a credit card. Well, that's good. You know, it's got something in it, you know. So this is my capacity. So if I want to keep $5 in this wallet, I've got room for it, don't I? I would say, yeah, I can do $5 in this wallet. Maybe $10. Yeah, I could do that. If I want to have $10 in ones, I could probably do in this wallet. But what if my friend, Pastor Kurt, said, Van, you know what, Pastor Van, I want to give you $500,000. Do you think this wallet's going to maintain $500,000 in either hundreds, tens, or ones, whatever denomination? Will this wallet contain it? No, it doesn't have the capacity to do that. In the spiritual realm, if God wants to do great things in us, and use us in gifts and anointings and things like that. We have to have capacity for it. We have to understand about what he's telling us. We have to understand how he wants to meet with us and give us capacity for those things to minister to others. That's why it's so important. Because if we don't have the capacity for it, God can't give us something. Why in the world would Kurt give me $500,000 if my wallet can only hold 10? Why would the Lord give me so many wonderful gifts if I can't maintain and be a good steward of it? He's not going to do that because it's too much. That's why we need transition. That's why we need capacity. So we can be what God's called us to be. That we can receive the blessing that he wants to give us. And it cannot just flow to us, but it can flow out from us as well. Because that's what he wants to do. And it's so much more than money. It's generations. So right now, me and my wife are raising 4 kids. God gave us 4 kids. It's a lot of kids. If you don't hear them around the sanctuary, it's because they're downstairs. That's why. They're wonderful kids, but our capacity is pretty full, it seems like, sometimes.
4 and no more.
4 and no more. Amen.
7 is just like heaven.
7 is just like heaven. Woo. 7 is, I want to go to heaven. I mean, maybe. Some days, maybe. Woo. Woo. We all have a capacity there. Some of us have a capacity for 12 or 15 kids. Some of us are like 4 no more. Some of us are 1 and 2, and we're good. You know, it's okay. So we're raising kids. That's our capacity right now is 4. That's what God has given us for a time. But in about a week, we're going to be going to Camp Pinnacle. Grandma. Oh my goodness. It's okay. We still love you. No, we're not pregnant. No, we're not having any more kids. Just letting you know. So stop. No. So in a week, I'm going to be going to Camp Pinnacle, where then I'm going to have about 57 younger kids from the ages of 6 to 12. My capacity has changed completely then. And it's a good thing, because the Lord has given me a capacity. He's going to give me a grace. He's going to give me what I need in giftings and spirituality to be able to go and minister to these kids. Where normally I'm just ministering to 4, now I'm going to be ministering to over 50. And that's capacity, because he can then fill my tank. If I did not have the capacity to do that, then I would be in trouble. Those kids would be in trouble, and the camp would be in trouble then, because I would not be operating in what God has given me the capacity for. Because God's not going to give you more than you can handle. And that's not just about problems or situation. That's about blessing as well. That's about what God wants to do in your lives. A great illustration of this is the story of Job. And you're like, what do you mean, Job? Did he have these problems and things like that happen? Well, in chapter 1 of Job, it kind of tells about who he is and what Satan's doing. Just for as a recap, Job was a very righteous man. He lived very righteously unto the Lord and would do things for the Lord. He would make sure he was always in good standing with the Lord in Job 1. Then in chapter 1 as well, Satan comes up and says, hey, God, did you have been looking through and to and fro throughout the earth, seeing what's going on? And God says, have you looked at Job? So God put Job in such a great light that he was so confident what Job was going to do. And so who he was. His capacity was deeply embedded in Job. And then Satan comes up and is like, well, if you do all this stuff and you set loose your hedge of protection around him, I'll see what, he'll turn on you and curse you. All the things he does. So in summary of it, Satan comes through, kills Job's family, has all of his possessions stolen from him. He left his wife, which I find that very interesting, but that's a whole other story. So Found that very interesting, but there's a whole other story. But she did say Kirk's got to die too. So I'm just saying that's not for this, but I just found it very interesting that God said, have you looked at my servant Job? And then the enemy came in, did all these things, horrible things to Job. And it was just like total night and day from what Job was experienced. And in that, his capacity was definitely taking a hit, wouldn't it be? What a transition to go from having a hedge of protection around you, it's what it says in the Word, that God had put a hedge of protection around him, to everything falling apart. What a transition. And then in chapter 4, his friends come with him. Now, it's interesting. Sometimes we give the friends a bad rap. Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes we give them. But they stayed with Job for 7 days before anyone said anything. Now, he went through a lot. But these friends were very loyal to Job. 7 days without saying a word, just being with him in the midst of that horrible time. They weren't just like, you know, these fly-by-night friends. Hey, Facebook. Oh, sad face for Job, you know. Nothing like that. They stayed with him for 7 days. Some very loyal friends. But the problem is with their friends is his friends were very loyal to him, but they didn't understand the Lord. They understood what the Lord did, but they didn't understand the Lord. And while I was praying today, just on a side note, about this sermon, there's someone listening on Facebook or online that you've been listening to some of those friends that are very loyal, very good friends, but they're not actually giving you godly wisdom. So I want to challenge you. I don't know who you are, but I know someone I was praying for online is going to be listening to this today. I don't know where, but you've been listening to some people in your life that are your friends that you shouldn't be listening to because they're not actually giving you the full story. They're not actually giving you what God wants to do in your life. So I want to encourage you, don't listen to them. Don't pursue what they have to say. Pursue what God has to say and watch things happen in a whole new light. So I just want to encourage you on that, my online friend. So after the friends speak and everything like that happens, Job's like, I know what the Lord says. I know what's going on. And then God speaks, chapter 38. God talks to Job and says, hey, Job, listen up. This is what I'm talking about. And then chapter 42 comes the restoration of what Job lost. And he regained double of what he lost. And because of that transition, because of that capacity changing in his heart, changing in his life, he was able to hold even more. And he was able to be an example to generations to come. He got to see 4 generations. That's amazing. Number one, it's amazing that God would say, hey, here's Job, my trusted and faithful servant. I know him. He knows me. And even though transition may happen in a bad way, I know him. And he's going to stand for me. Can we do the same thing? Can we do the same thing? It's hard. It's hard sometimes to stand for God. But when we do, our capacity in that transition, our capacity changes. I know in my life, I've had a lot of transitions. A lot of transitions happen. One of the biggest transitions I had that happened to me was when my family moved down to New Orleans. And it was scary. I mean, I'm from Virginia, you know, rural town Virginia. Been there all my life at that time. And it was myself, my mom, and my sister, and then my dad, because of the accident that happened to him, we were going to go to a rehab in New Orleans. And we knew no one down there. So we knew a friend of a friend we knew, and we were going to attend his church. That was it, the church that he went to. That's all we knew. Very, very difficult situation. But I'll tell you what, in the midst of that transition, a lot of things happened to me that would have never made me the man of God who I am. I met some great friends. I met some great ministers. I met my mentor down there. A lot of people down there that really near and dear to my heart that I haven't seen in a while, but I've talked to it in a little while and seen they're doing well and so happy to hear those things. And seeing people in ministry continually doing great things down there in New Orleans. I mean, I could name tons of names. I won't do it, but just a great thing of what happened down there. And it really changed my capacity through that transition. It wasn't easy. Wasn't easy at all going through that, going from rural Virginia, going down to New Orleans, at least I was kind of in the suburbs. I wasn't inner city, but I'd been down there. It was very, very different shock. And the Lord really met me while I was there and helped my capacity for more of Him, to learn, to understand what it's like to serve Him. Now, some of you might be like, hey, you know, that's great, man. You know, capacity, I'm starting to understand. Let me give you an example. So I'm going to go bring out some examples of capacity to help illustrate it for you a little bit better. So give me 1 second. I'm going to bring this out. So capacity So maybe you're going through life and, you know, things happen and you're like, this is my capacity right here. This is what God's doing. And this is good. This is not bad capacity. You could get a nice cup of refreshing water for someone with this capacity. You could, you know, you could make some nice crafts with this capacity right here. Not just for drinking. I mean, it'd be better for drinking, but you could make some nice, very different crafts. You could do a lot of things with this capacity. But will this capacity hold more than this right here? No, it doesn't have the capacity to. It can only keep what's in here, correct? Now, when transition happens, transition brings change. I know you guys love change, right? Yeah, you're like, yes, bring on the change. You're like, no, don't bring on the change. So with this, when the change happens, we can see what we want to do. So our capacity has to change one way or the other when transition happens. And transition can be good or bad, doesn't mean one way or the other. But I'm saying was, if God's called you to do more, will this suffice? No, because this is what you've been operating on for this whole time. So in this transition time, in this transition series, God has called you to do more. So you need to have more capacity. So this is one. We're going to put this over here. So God's calling us to do more in capacity. Now this, I mean, if I was a magician, I'd just make it appear, but I can't do that. I mean, that'd be amazing, but I can't do it. So this is a little bit bigger, correct? It's not one of those, you know, trick cups or anything like that. You know, it's definitely holds more than this cup right here. Definitely holds more. We can do a lot more with this than we can with that, can't we? We can maybe have 2 people have a drink from this, maybe. Maybe, a small family could drink from this, maybe, and be refreshed. Not a very small family, very small. I mean, you can do it. Or if you are a heavy drinker, you know, you drink a lot of coffee, this would work for you, you know, in the early morning. Maybe you need this size cup of coffee instead of this size to help you get through the day. Maybe. I'm just saying, you know, maybe that's what you need. This capacity is a lot more, would you say? Yeah. If God's calling you from this to do more, you need to have this. But then transition happens again because God does these things to us. He is faithful and just to help us and to complete the work that He started in us. So we might first look at it like this when we're an early believer. But now we've been in the faith for a few years. God's calling us to go deeper with Him and have more of a capacity. But then transition happens again. Change happens again. Oh my goodness. Man, that's a lot of transition. Yes, life is transition at times. That's what it is. But it's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's just we have to adjust. Albert. So now we have a little bit more. So, I mean, this is for all your coffee drinkers out here. I just want to make sure. I love you guys. I don't drink coffee, but amen. So this is a much bigger capacity than this right here, wouldn't you say? Definitely. Definitely much bigger. You can do a lot more. You can definitely, one person can definitely drink this, but more, it'd be better if two or three people drink from this pot, pretty much. My father used to drink this as a whole, and that's what he used to do. So, not saying that you can, I'm just saying that, you know, it's probably better to share with this pot. So, just saying, it's a lot of coffee. So, this is a greater capacity than this right here. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Definitely a better capacity. And God's changing us. So now we're here, early Christian life. We're here, we're getting deeper in his presence. Now he wants to take us into different giftings. Maybe he's called us to ministry in a certain type of faction. Maybe it's a dream center. Maybe it's here at the church. Maybe it's through outreach somewhere else. Maybe it's camp. Maybe it's something else. You need to have a greater capacity now. Tell you what, this is good for myself. This won't help me with capacity with four kids. This might help me a little bit better with four kids. This definitely helps me more with four kids. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. So my capacity is changing, which is good. That means I'm going deeper with him. That means my relationship is going deeper, and he can definitely trust me more. Because you don't get to this from this by yourself. You don't. God has to do workings in you to make sure this can get to this. And then God says, you know what? I want to use you even more. So here comes some more transition. Oh, what am I going to pull out next? So then something big happens. So now something really is happening now. That's a major transition to go from this to this right here. Let me tell you, something is happening to you. This was like, for me, this was life before New Orleans. This was life after New Orleans for me. That's how much of a transition changed in my life. Now with this, if you drink this much coffee, you need help. Just saying. If you drink this much coffee, you need to go to your local hospital and ask them to help you. Because this is a lot of coffee right here. That is no joke. That is massive. But how many of you know what else can be stored here? A lot of spiritual gifts. A lot of things that God can do. Can really help you out. And now you're not only ministering to your family, you're actually giving it to others as well now. You're able to minister to your church, to camps, to traveling ministries. You're able to do a lot more now with this capacity. But it doesn't stop there. God wants to finish the work that he started. This is great, though. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm not saying that you should stop once you reach this capacity. But what I'm saying is God wants to use you in an awesome light. Now, if Pastor Kurt wants to give me that $500,000, I could maybe slam it in this, depending on what type of denominations I have. Maybe, I mean, if he gives me all hundreds, I could probably put it in this, right? But if somebody wants to give me $5 million in denominations, I don't think it's going to hold that. Will it? I don't think so. I work at a bank. This is not going to hold $5 million in denominations. So I need something greater. Oh, no, he's going back to the room. Wait, there's more. Now we're talking. Now I can hold $5 million in this right here with denominations. There it is. Oh, let me go for my. See, this is right here. This is capacity. I can do a lot of stuff with this. I can hold that $5 million that Pastor Kurt wants to give me, and I'll take it in, $100 denominations, not a check. I appreciate that. So, just to be sure.
Unmarked bills.
Unmarked bills. I appreciate the blessing, Pastor Kurt. So this is really capacity. What do you say? Now I'm not ministering to just my local church. I'm not ministering to just my, you know, my family. I can minister to the area or even to the state now. I can minister to the United States now that God wants to give me. I can now do great things I never thought I could do if I stay right here. This won't do what this can do right here. It won't. It doesn't have the capacity. What's God calling you and your capacity? Right now you might feel like, well, I'm not there. I'm kind of more like right here. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't be condemned. Don't feel ashamed or anything. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm encouraging you. Say, hey, let's live to our capacity. Let's live that out. Let's let him use us to that capacity. There are some benefits to walking in capacity. Did you know that? You know there's some benefits to walking in capacity? It doesn't matter where you are on the capacities trail right now. Or where you are on your journey, maybe you're right here, you know, maybe you're down here, you know, depending on where you are, or maybe you're right here. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being there. But don't stay there, because God has benefits for you. One of them is fulfilledness in your life by walking in God's perfect will. When we're at capacity, we're operating what God has given us, we're walking in his will. And it's perfect will, like Romans 12, 1. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This right here is offering yourself as a living sacrifice. You don't get this unless you are offering yourself to God. And you don't get here at a greater capacity unless you're not being conformed to the patterns of this world. By the transforming of your mind, this gives you greater capacity. And that way, you then can see his good, pleasing, acceptable will. Number two, being a faithful steward. The Bible talks about one of the parables is the man that had five talents, the man that had four, the man that had one. The man with five doubled it, and God was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. The parable of the man with the five talents doubled it. But then there was one guy who didn't do anything with his talent, and it was taken away. If we're not doing things with our capacity, we're going to decrease in capacity. We're not going to be able, it's not something, transition doesn't happen so we can stay the same. Because if transition happens and your capacity is the same, there's going to be a change in your capacity. And the reason why I say that is because when those things happen in your life, your capacity will either grow bigger or it will grow less. And what I mean by growing less is it starts to leak. Where then now you can't operate at full capacity any longer. You're going to be leaking. So you'll never be at capacity because you're choosing not to accept the transition. You can either embrace transition and gain more capacity or seclude yourself from transition and further decline your capacity. That's what can happen. Number three, Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there will may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room to store it. God says, test me in that. I mean, we haven't been talking about money. We've been talking about things. God wants to bless you. But we have to make sure our capacity for tithing is great. If we're not operating at tithing in this capacity, why is God going to give us more if we're not operating what we're doing there? And that's just one. Tithing is one thing because it's a mandate. But it's a promise with a mandate. There are other things too. Fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. You know, we grow those fruit. We have capacity for those things. But if we're not doing that, then God's not going to give us more. We're going to stay where we are. And then if we start staying where we are and stagnant, then we're going to start creating holes in our capacity. Another thing about the benefits of capacity is setting up a legacy for you to follow or your offspring. And that can be naturally or supernaturally. Because Job saw four generations and he was around for that. He set forth a precedent of legacy. We read about him in the Bible. What a legacy. Isn't that amazing? One day people might be reading books about you and what you did because of your legacy. Well, Van, I mean, what do you mean by that? I'm just this small person, you know, I didn't really do much or anything else like that. I just served God. You left an inheritance and a legacy to those around you that will forever be affected by that. So don't give me that stuff that you're just some no name in some little town of Newville that no one's ever heard about, unless you go to Carlisle, you know, and be there for the car shows and stuff like that, you know. Don't give me that, because you are setting a precedence where you are spiritually and naturally where you are, because God wants to use you that way. Now, maybe the whole world might never know that, but all of heaven rejoices, and God is so happy with that. Which brings me to my next point, bringing joy to the Father. Oh, man, nothing's better. Take it from me. Nothing is better than bringing joy to the Father. And I'm not talking about your earthly fathers. It's wonderful to bring joy to them too. But there is something just so set apart when you know that God is just smiling on you. And it's not because you're doing great works. You know, he wants you to do good things for him. But when we're using our capacity for him, there's something special about that. Not saying we can get into heaven that way, not saying that we have to always be doing that way to show how much we're worth. But there's something about God just smiling and saying, yep, that's my son, that's my daughter. And then those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, at the end. Nothing greater, nothing better. And the last thing, in transition, some of the benefits, his promises are yes and amen. His promises. If God promised you something, he is faithful to deliver it. He is faithful to deliver it. So church, I want to encourage you today, whatever capacity that you're at, whatever it is, whether it's right here, whether it's right here, whether it's right here, or whether it's right here, or whether maybe it's bigger. Maybe it's bigger than this. Maybe it is. Whatever capacity you're at, it's important. And through transition, God wants to maintain, to grow you in greater capacity for him. Because he loves you and wants to do great things in you and through you to others. So let's just bow our heads right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good. Lord, we just thank you right now that through transition we can have greater capacity. That you can do great things in us, to us, and through us, through transition. And not all transition's bad. Not all change is bad. Because you said you're faithful to complete the work that you started in us. And you're so good about doing that. So Father, right now, I ask that we would hunger for you more. That we would hunger for a capacity for more of you during this transition period in our lives. Lord, that we would go more after you, regardless if anything's going on transitionally right now in our personal lives or at work or at the church or wherever else, whatever's going on, Father. We ask for a greater capacity. Because in that greater capacity, you can do more in us, to us, and through us, oh God. And we don't have to see the small stuff either. We don't despise the day of small beginnings. We don't despise that. But you want to use us more in greater number, in greater measure. And it says, these works and greater will you do in my name. Father, we want to do that. We will hold on to that promise. And we say, thank you, Lord, that we can do those things. So right now, we just surrender our capacity. Wherever it is, right now, we just surrender that up to you. And we say, God, enlarge my capacity. Enlarge it today, oh God. Because I want to see you do great things in me and through me. I want to be able to just minister to many and not just a few. I want to make sure that when transition happens, I don't seclude myself and then start declining in my capacity. I want to grow it because there's so much benefit to growing it. There's so much things you want to do in me and through me through that. Father, we just thank you right now that we're moving together, CLCC and listeners online, that we're moving together and growing what you'd have for us. We worship you. We praise your name. And we say thank you most of all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.